السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. I just want to elaborate and explain myself about my last message, because I get some negative messages and it make me look like I'm challenging the man. I am trying to say who's better, who's worst. This is not my intention at all. My intention is very simple. When I hear him, I agree 100%. He did an excellent job. He did a superb job. I have nothing against him at all. He did a beautiful job. He summarized it in a very beautiful way. From his own perspective, from his own understanding, for his own audience. But we have a bigger job. We have a bigger audience. We have a bigger goal. We have a completely different situation. Yes, the route is the same. And the person assuming I am addressing the elder people. No, I'm not addressing the elder people. I'm addressing the young people, the new parents of the future, because the elder is gone. One of the diseases of the Ummah today, instead of trying to understand the elder, what they say, we become arrogant against them and criticizing them without even a basic humble and humility and adab in Islam, and try to understand what they say. Or is this what you mean? My message was very simple, the urgent for the Ummah. And this was my message all along. And I said it loud and clear. I said it in many countries, in the front of many people. Is our new generation are the enemy of Islam. Now, I said it many times in the end of my message. What are we going to do about it? It has nothing to do with the man. It has nothing to do with me. Honest to Allah, we missed the whole thing. Or this young lady or this person missed the whole message. The whole message I have is to be urgent, to be responsible. Talk about a problem is easy. Point finger is easy. Correct is difficult. Address it is difficult. Begging Allah to make us the cause of correcting is difficult. What is my intention? My intention for the viewer or the listener to be serious. All my listener is under 40 or very small amount above 40. I know them. I know most of them. They heard me. And some of them, they do not know me. But for all my life and all of you who listen to me now, be honest to yourself and sincere yourself. You saw me, mother. You saw parents. You saw children. Is this the future of the Ummah? Is this the one who take care about Islam and the Ummah? I just received one message right now from a new Muslim. And the new Muslim was watching the news about the nightclub in Turkey. And she told me something so beautiful. She said, with all the tough environment in Saudi, the strict environment, all the education of Sharia, look what's going on. Of the majority of the youth, all over. Why? Something is wrong. By the way, what is my message? If something is wrong in Islam, we have to do something about it. If something can cause damage to Islam, we have to correct it. We have to feel responsible. This is my message. I never meant to have a championship with a man. I never meant to criticize him or criticize other. Not at all. Wallahi, not at all. The person who criticized me, wallahi, she missed it all. She missed the whole message. And this one of the diseases of the Ummah today. We rush to come with an own conclusion. This is why I said it. I said it even in my message. Division after division. Misunderstanding. Instead of I come to you and tell you what you meant, can you explain to me your message? Is this what you meant? Instead of listening to the elder and get some essence from them, Today, this is one of the diseases of the end of time. The disunity of the heart, disunity of the thought, I believe I'm right, you are wrong, and we go championship against each other. Wallahi is not my aim. I'm getting old for that. I'm not feeling well between me and Allah. I tried. Wrong or right, I tried. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of, whoever tried to do good and not succeed, he get hasana. He get rewarded. And whoever tried to do good and succeed, he get double. I tried. I never said I'm good. I never said I'm right. I'm trying. And what is my message to you? Try. Be serious about the message. If you are a young youth, be serious. If you are a parent, be serious. If you are a young youth, you be serious. If you are even a viewer and you have no kids, you are a partner in the front of Allah about the condition of the ummah. That's it. This is my message. Please hear my message again and come tell me if my intention to challenge the man or do. Wallahi nothing. Wallahi nothing of the above. Wallahi nothing of the above. May Allah forgive us all and make us sincere to Allah and have humble and humility. And before we slander and before we assume anything, we ask the people, what you say, what you mean. This is the adab in Islam. And at least listen to the view of the person, verify the message before you attack. May Allah give us the humble and humility to be a real Muslim in the front of Allah. May Allah give us the humble humility to be responsible. May Allah give us the humble humility to listen to our elder before we die. This is the adab. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahu alam. Wallahu alam. Wallahu alam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all you have to do, watch the news. It's many tons and tons of men like that and women like that in the market. And even this why, in upbringing program and workshop, I use a lot of Western. The person who criticized me, she misunderstood my message completely. She didn't get nothing of my message. Nothing. Honest to Allah, nothing. She missed the boat. She missed the boat. I hope she can listen again very clearly and ask with humble humility before she criticizes so tough and so hush and so quick. May Allah give us the humble humility to be for Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Please, we can correct each other. But before we correct each other, we have to verify what happened. What happened? And we have to articulate, is our job, is our duty. This is why even the adab in Islam, if you hear a scholar or somebody talk, you should, before you spread anything, you go to him. Is this what you mean? Is this the knowledge you talk about it? To verify your understanding is correct. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, enough assuming. Enough assuming. Enough assuming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ikhlas and humble humility to understand the message and live the message. And may Allah allow this message to be witness to us, not against us. We have a lot of duty. This is my message. We have a lot of duty. We have a lot of duty and we think we did our duty. This is a musibah. This is a musibah. Everyone believe he did his job. If we did our job, this is not the condition. If every one of us did his job, this is not our condition. Please look to yourself. Look to your children, the children of others. Are you satisfied? And what are you doing about it? This is my message. This is my message, my brother and sister. I have nothing wrong against the guy. The guy, he did an excellent job. He did an excellent job. This is why I added. But my main point is, okay, he emphasized it from his own perspective so beautifully. But this my message also from long time, from different perspective. That's it. Nothing because I'm competing, please. I have no time for that, wallahi. This is my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the ego and arrogance of ourselves. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. And about what I'm sharing with you, what is my niyyah? My niyyah, even the criticism I receive, I respect. Wallahi, I respect. And why I share it with you? Number one, the identity of the person is 100% confidential. I never mention he or she, who, what, where, when. Second, why I share with you criticism? Because criticism is healthy. It can open many thoughts and many thinking for others. Every time I share with you anything, even negativity or criticism, just to share with you where we are and to clear myself and clear the message for the benefit of the Ummah. Meaning I take every criticism very seriously. And my job to explain it to you, where I'm coming from. Because sometimes criticism also, it opened my thought to explain myself from different perspective. Meaning the person didn't get it. Please, inshallah, I'm open-minded for any criticism. Okay? Healthy criticism is very well, very good. But again, verify. Ask the person. This is my aim. My aim in here is education. Is education. I have nothing else in my heart except education. And learning. And warning. Because I see it. And if you listen to my message very carefully, I tell you. Look at the condition of the Ummah. Look at the ahadith I spread. You will see. It's coming. It's coming. Today we criticize each other. Tomorrow we split. Third, we kill each other. If you don't believe me, look to the ahadith of Rasulullah about the end of time. Look to the condition of Syria, Libya, Iraq. Yes, it is conspiracy against us. But by whom? By our hand. In Libya, for example, they use tribalism. Because Libya, all of them is Sunni. There's no Shia and Sunni in Libya. But different tribes and different understanding. And at the end, killing each other, big time. At least minimum 4 to 15 groups in Libya fighting each other. Minimum. Major is 4, but underneath the 4 is over 15 to 20. Go study. In Iraq, you know what's going on in Iraq. In Syria, again. By the way, even all the group is divided, and all the group in the end, they kill each other. Why? Lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of ikhlas, lack of sincerity, lack of basic. Wallahi is basic. This is why Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah alayhi, he said, don't go fight for sabilillah unless you are a scholar, unless you are learned. Why? Because if you're not deep learned person, you will make a lot of mistakes. Shaitan can deceive you. I just received another text message from another young lady, believe it or not, a new Muslim. And she showed me another article is spreading all over the website about all the drugs in Arabic country has been people use to become like an animal. And all these people, ISIS or whatever, or what. All these people, they take these drugs, or somebody put it in their food, whatever it is. Plus, lack of everything I said. Because if you die, you will not say to Allah, I took a drugs. Please read a hadith about the end of time. But not only read it or link it or send it to somebody. No, to be alert about it. We in it. Many scholars, we are in Dajjal time. We are just in the edge before the Dajjal. What it meaning? Everything will be upside down. I talk about it in the past, big in detail. But again, if we're not alert about it, We're not aware about it. And we not have it in our heart alive. We will make a lot of mistakes. We will make a lot of mistakes. I see it. I see it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it. One of the diseases in the end of time, everybody like his own opinion. And everybody do not like the other opinion and argue. And he said, the argue will spread until you cut the head of each other. I see it today. We lost the adab of dialogue, the adab of listening, the adab of talking, the adab of try to verify a piece of knowledge. We lost it. We lost it big time. And this why in all these messages, I'm trying to warn, educate about the basic adab and manner in Islam. Allahumma inni ballaghat, Allahumma fashhad. O Allah, bear witness, I give the message. O Allah, bear witness, I try to do tabligh to the message. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.